Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two, continuing with your calls. Coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to start getting into race baiting in the media, the way they're using race to control populations and the economy. We're going to deal with the fact, is Obama guilty of high treason? And the fact that the mainstream media is trying to demonize yours truly. I should stop calling them the mainstream media and call them the dying, lying, elitist megaphone. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Arizona. Ron, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I was listening to Hannity today, and the only reason I stayed on the channel to listen to it was because he mentioned something about Iran, and it caught my attention. You know, you're looking to see what the next false flag is. I think they're going to do a Cuban Missile Crisis-style thing because now they're saying Ahmadinejad is setting up factories in Venezuela and has connections with Hugo Chavez, and they're flying troops in there and everything else. It's like they're disseminating the propaganda.
Oh, yeah, and they've already passed sanctions to start stopping Iranian boats and not letting them import basically anything, which Ron Paul has said is an act of war, and I agree it is. And so they want a new Strait of Hormuz type crisis. Very well said. No, I agree with you, Ron. And Hannity, I've seen Limbaugh and Beck come out and admit the world government and the takeover. I do not see that from Hannity. He is the worst of the neocon talk show hosts.
Do you guys have a suggestion email where you send suggestions? Because I have some information that I don't want to share on the air.
Yes, it's showtips@infowars.com, and we'll do our best at reading all of that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your call. We'll be looking for that intel. Let's talk to Shane in Illinois. You're on the air, Shane.
What a pleasure, Alex. Hey, and this and the topics you're talking are like spot on. At work, my territory got changed around, and I was able to listen to you through my computer at work in the truck, and I got turned into a, like I said, my territory kind of changed a little bit, so I had to go a little bit rural, which I couldn't pick you up as easily, so I would listen to the talking heads, and there's a new FM station in the area, but I've been listening to them, and you're right, you know, but if there were a few things that I would hit on, you know, and I know every, you know, like you said, nothing's perfect in the movement like that. But the fact that they do mention this stuff is eye opening and
it shows how far we've come, Shane. It shows that we're mainstreaming real issues and real debate. We can never have a real discussion about offshore banks taking over. We can never have a real discussion about the private Federal Reserve or fractional reserve banking. We can never have a real discussion about carbon taxes being a tax. Now we can have a real debate, and the facts are on our side. The Constitution's on our side. And if we have a real debate, the globalists are going to lose.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you had said this at one other time, too, was that you were surprised that, you know, and this, like I said, this was a couple months ago that you know, the leash that they were giving Glenn Beck, you were surprised he was allowed to say some of the things he was saying to begin with. And the truth, you know, the truth is the truth. The facts are the facts. And that's another thing they're saying now. You know, it's one thing to manipulate take the facts and use them to your advantage. But at some point, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, and it doesn't matter how you change that around. You know, that's it.
I think you've hit it at the heart, Shane. Because of the internet, because of alternative media, because of my radio show and you, the listener, spreading the word, we have forced Limbaugh and others to tell the truth, or they wouldn't stay pertinent. Because Limbaugh, you know, at the end of the day, wants to be number one. He wants to be relevant. And so we have forced them to come out in the open. Or you can look at it another way. Maybe we've educated them to realize that we weren't conspiracy theorists. But there's no putting it back in the bottle. There's no putting the barn door, you know, closed again. The horse has already left. The train's already left the station. And the cat's out of the bag, whatever cliche you want to use. Great to hear from you, Shane. Keep up the good work, spreading the word. Alan, Mark, Jeff, Brian, Jason, Paul, Chris, your calls are coming up. Infowars.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're now 6 minutes into hour number two on the Sunday broadcast. I'm taking your phone calls. Coming up, I'm going to go over the economic news, military news, the attack on free speech information. Got some clips of Senator Rockefeller saying we'd be better off without ever having the Internet. Lieberman saying, well, we need the power to shut off the Internet like the Chinese have. The Cybersecurity Act has now passed the Senate committee and is going to the full Senate to give Obama that kill switch. And if you read the bill, it's the total takeover of the Internet as we know it, the end of the free web as we know it. And we've got the FCC saying they want to censor talk radio. So, if the establishment can't beat us, if the little control freak criminal clique in D.C. that's been sucking out of the trough for decades can't beat us, they're going to try to gag us. So that is coming up. The question is, will the American people put up with that? And you heard a caller at the end of the last hour say, Alex, it's ridiculous. I've been listening to your show for a long time. You're not a white supremacist. And I didn't get into it, but the caller was from Arizona. It's probably because the Arizona Republic, AZ Central, News Channel 12, had this reporter, Bram Resnick, come out and real sneakily talk about Sheriff Paul Babue, who we've interviewed, one of the counties that's been overrun by illegal aliens and narco-terrorists, and most of the counties off limits to citizens, and the feds have put up signs. He came on this show. He went on some other radio show that I don't know enough about to be able to comment. But the ADL says it's a white supremacist show. And then the quote is, but it's not bad that Babue went on that show. No. That's not the problem. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, they say that show, you know, they look like George Will compared to me, some milquetoast mainline limousine Republican, the people Limbaugh is talking about, being establishment Republicans with the New World Order. And so then the host says to the sheriff, so you're on the show of a white supremacist. Tell us about Alex Jones. And so the host is definitely trying to not get sued for defamation, as if I've got time for such things. I'm hitting the barbed wire here, folks. And I don't particularly care what people say about me. I know who I am. He tries to imply I'm a white supremacist without saying it, and people are all defending me all over the web. They're all angry about it. Folks, they say you're a white supremacist if you're against socialist health care. They say Limbaugh's a racist. I mean, they say everybody's a racist. This is what they do. This is the way the Democratic Party tries to keep minorities on their reservation. This is the way they try to scare people. They use the goodwill of the American people, whether they're white or black, it doesn't matter, to say, you better do what I'm telling you or I'm going to call you a racist. And so the American people, I'm sure you've noticed, don't care anymore. They say, we're done. We're done. And, of course, it's the Democratic Party, along with the Republicans who funded eugenics in this country, and 51% of black people are sterilized, and the Democrats promote that. Obama's expanded abortion all over Africa with U.S. money. So killing black people is a good thing, according to Obama. But if you're against health care, you're a Klansman. I mean, it doesn't, I don't care. They discredit themselves, but we'll talk about it because they also demonized me for talking about Obama being involved in high treason. It's like a 12-minute video clip, and I can't play it all here because of time and other issues, but we'll play some of that coming up. Let's jam in calls quickly now, 1 minute per caller, because I want to get to everybody. Alan in Texas, you're on the air. Alan.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, yes, Alan, welcome.
Great. Thank you very much for taking the call. I'd like to point out an article in the Houston Chronicle this morning. It's in the city and state section, vaccine on freshman to-do list. They are now requiring college freshmen to be vaccinated before they can move into dormitories.
They've always done that. Every August, every July and August, they run a hoax nationwide in every paper and TV station and radio. I hear it everywhere, saying it's the law, you must be vaccinated. There is no law. There is a policy through the state health board. They have a waiver that they have to give you by law. But they will deny it exists and call you a conspiracy theorist. Just search the term State of Texas Vaccine Waiver Form. Or state of Alabama, or state of New York, or whatever the case may be. And you'll find, and then have the form with you when the administrator lies to you. Because government has been taught to just say, that doesn't exist. I mean, what did Congressman Stark say a month ago about Arizona in a California town hall? He said, there's no border problem in Arizona. What did Senator Reid say? He said, there's no illegal aliens on construction. In Nevada, turns out they've got 36%, double the national average. They have the highest in the country. He just says it doesn't exist. There's no world government. Goldman Sachs isn't robbing you. There's no illegal aliens. There's no border crisis. There's no crime. Arizona's not the kidnapping capital. Mexico City is safe. I mean, come on. Come on, Alan. You don't understand that?
Oh, yes, I do, sir. And I'd like to point out one more thing to your listeners. If anybody thinks Alex Jones is a racist, watch the first 20 minutes of Follow the Republic and see who he talks to. There are quite a few black gentlemen that are in the film that have great, you know, very great points. And, you know, Alex Jones is no racist. He definitely is not.
Alan, I appreciate – sorry, go ahead and finish.
I firmly believe that. And, you know, God bless you, man. Thank you for everything you do.
Well, God bless you, Alan, but I'm almost to the point where I don't even want to say I'm not a racist. I don't even care what people say about me. It's my actions. It's my deeds. It's what I do. It is a political weapon that government uses. Look, I've read all the documents. I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that inspired the film that, of course, one of the king's children is in, exposing the fact that the Democratic Party, Martin Luther King's family, exposing the fact that the Democratic Party wants to abort and kill black people. Okay? And so I'm not worried about it. I mean, this is the weapon they use. They're desperate. And they've used the weapon up. It doesn't work anymore. And so let them call me that. I'm not even going to defend myself from it. I mean, it's a lie. It doesn't work anymore. They call everyone racist. I mean, since when does the Anti-Defamation League and Southern Poverty Law Center and NAACP, there's some actual good members of the NAACP around the country, but the national group, since when do we even care? I mean, since when do they speak as God up on the mountain and whatever they say is true? You know, so they call Glenn Beck, Michelle Bachmann, myself, others racist with no evidence. Good. Discredit yourselves. I love it. Keep it up. It'd be like if somebody said I was a murderer. Or if somebody said I was a bank robber, it's not true. The person saying that discredits themselves with no evidence. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Well, Alex, you know, I remember the Dick Cheney interviews all during the, although I wasn't a regular listener, I listened enough to know that Limbaugh interviewed Dick Cheney on numerous occasions during the when he was vice president for Baby Bush.
No, I'm not saying Limbaugh is a good guy. I said he's pro-torture, pro-war. My point is when he comes out and admits there's a globalist, robber baron, world government elitist takeover and the Republicans are part of it, that's a big shift. I've been listening to Limbaugh since I was a senior in high school 20-something years ago, and I'm here. I mean, he was on in Austin when he first got on the air, and I'm telling you, Limbaugh has really what does that signify to you, Mark, that he's done this?
Well, that leads right into what I was going to say next. Along with Limbaugh's support of things which we're all against, for good reason, as well as Glenn Beck's Plastic Tears, which he applied before the program, as you exposed some months ago. You know, I have no doubt that they're gatekeeping. They're gatekeeping the more important information, such as the imminent threat of martial law, the police state surveillance grid. All of this is much more important for most of the American people not to know, but now it would seem we can deduce from this that since they're doing this, gatekeeping of this issue, that most of the American people actually are of a mind to already know this and basically want to go to the next step, so they're going to try to stop the next step. But God bless, Alex.
You know what, Mark beautifully said, and I agree with you. They are part of the establishment, and that's my point. This shows that this broadcast and all of the great listeners and what we've done has caused a major shift to where these guys have got to finally tell the truth. Limbaugh is highly hyper-intelligent. He knew this 20 years ago when CIA William F. Buckley put him in charge. So, yes, great point.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I want to go back to your calls, but first I want to shift gears into another subject. We've already talked some about this. This is multifaceted. Bram Resnick on News 12 out of Phoenix talked to Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou, who we interviewed a few weeks ago, and was demonizing him. It became national news that he's on hundreds of radio interviews, but he went on some show connected to white supremacists or something. Called the political cesspool, and again, I don't know the show, so I can't really speak to it. I don't want to talk about a show that I've never heard and have no knowledge of. But that's what the media said. But you can't believe anything they say, so I don't know if that's true. The point is, they were demonizing him for doing this show when he's done hundreds of shows. They were demonizing Sheriff Joe Arpaio in the county that Phoenix is in at a big meet and greet with photos with hundreds of people, some reported white supremacist he posed with. I mean, you got to love that. That's like Ron Paul one time at a campaign event posed with some white supremacists. He didn't know that, but that's how they use the race card. That's how they manipulate this to demonize somebody. But what I loved about Babiou, and we have the full 12-minute interview linked up at Infowars.com, or you can go to Pinal County Sheriff Obama Near Borderline Treason. Just search that term at Arizona Central, and you'll find the full interview. They kept attacking him over and over and over again, and he didn't back off. He didn't apologize. He didn't let them have the moral high ground, because that's what these social engineers do. They sit there like a teacher and like you're a bad child, and they said, you did this, you did that. You went on Alex Jones's show, and they mix together in the 12-minute interview. They bring me up over and over, and we're going to play a short clip in a moment, and they say, you went on a white supremacist show. You went on Alex Jones's show. When the guy is talking about another show, but then he brings my name in. And so the way that people receive this on the web and in the comments on the news story, and Kurt Nemo called me Friday and said, you want me to write about this? And I said, I don't care what some Arizona Republic or Arizona Central or News 12 says about me. They're not even worth responding to. But the more I thought about it, it became quite a fracas on the internet, because people took it as if he was saying I was a white supremacist, and that's how it was meant to be taken. So this guy is very deceptive in the interview, but what I love is that the sheriff doesn't throw me under the bus and just says, look, I don't agree with those views on 9/11 truth, but I have a right to say what I want and go on what shows I want. And then he says, well, you said Obama's borderline treason. And he says, well, I'm a sheriff. I'm elected by the people, and wearing my sheriff hat, I'm allowed to do that. Because the guy brought up, well, you're in the National Guard as well, and you might get in trouble. So the message here is, don't have free speech. Don't criticize Obama. But I mean, wait a minute. Obama, and this was actually brought up in another clip on the show. Senator Kyle was in a meeting with Obama, and Obama said, I want the crisis to get worse on the border. I want to use that to pass amnesty. And I went on to say that's treason for the president to side with a foreign power. So here they are involved in the treason. We're exposing it, and they just throw out, oh, you're a racist. And the ADL says, Alex Jones makes this other show look like George Will. I mean, Alex Jones, why, you think the white supremacists are bad? Why, Alex Jones is even worse. Who is the ADL? Well, they were convicted over a decade ago of spying on people and stealing police files. They're an admitted, registered, you know, power of a foreign country. And I don't sit up here and attack Israel on my show, but the point is, the ADL is part of AIPAC, and they're here trying to force their political will on America, and I'm against that when Russia does it, or China, or Israel, or England. And I've had enough of that. So let's go ahead and play this clip where the ADL, why they're God, and they say Alex Jones is bad because he doesn't want open borders and he doesn't want government health care and he doesn't want to turn our guns in. Man, he's the worst thing in the world. And they list me as the worst. I am just so horrible. It's just terrible. But they can't ever say I'm even involved in race issues. I'm involved in the sovereignty of this country. So here's the clip.
Jones, they said Alex Jones makes the political cesspool guys look like George F. Will. George, hey. And we heard those guys, these are white supremacists. So a white supremacist radio program, a political extremist who believes President Bush was responsible for September 11th and the deaths of hundreds of your fellow first responders.
Well, that doesn't change how I feel in my statements and what goes on with me. Here, Sheriff Joe, I was talking to Sheriff Joe yesterday. He goes, look, Paul, he goes, some people came up and took pictures with me who are white supremacists. It doesn't make me a white supremacist. It doesn't make me a racist. And
there are questions about why Sheriff Arpaio did that. I want to hear, let's put up another bite from the Alex Jones show. He is just stuck on this high treason charge against the president. Here was your response.
I'm not. What's so shocking is the president, our own government, stands against us and sides with a foreign leader.
This is so cut and dry. Well, it is treason.
Dispute Alex Jones there. Again, do you believe the President of the United States is guilty of treason?
I found it quite outrageous that our
president was
high-fiving President Calderon before Congress when the Democrats stood up, gave him a standing ovation in our nation's capital. This is outrageous, and I think they have to be accountable for what they're doing to our country.
You say he's in league with a foreign government, and he is committing borderline treason.
Well, I believe that what he's doing is absolutely wrong. To fight Governor Brewer, to fight our state when we need help, and to not give us the resources we need to protect our
families. What would your superiors in the Guard say about a statement like that, borderline treason?
I'm the sheriff. The superiors for the sheriff are the people who elect me, period. I don't answer to any superiors for comments that I make as a sheriff of Pinal County.
Well, what would Senator John McCain say?
Ask him.
So there you go. Babiou didn't throw me under the bus. He said, well, it is borderline treason. It's treason, ladies and gentlemen. Treason is opening the drawbridge for the foreign enemy to come in. Treason is selling the sovereignty out. Treason is siding with a foreign power. And so you heard the reporter craftily say, white supremacist, and then he says, Alex Jones, when he'd just been talking about some other show Babiou, the sheriff, had done. That is an attempt to mislead his viewers. That guy thinks you're an idiot. Everybody knows I expose most white supremacist groups as being federal run. I told you Hal Turner was one. Now it's come out in federal court hearings that the feds are out there stirring up racial tension to divide and conquer. They know what they're doing, and they're desperate. And they're scared of the fact that I'm pointing out treason when we see it. Look, being a patriot doesn't mean flying the stars and stripes outside your house. Being a patriot means defending the country against enemies foreign and domestic. Being a patriot means you're against foreign offshore banks and rich New York robber barons looting our country. Being a patriot means you stand up for your country and you stand up for what that country stands for, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. And that's what I did. And Babiou didn't let that guy have the fake moral high ground. He didn't apologize and squirm. But they want to beat Babiou into submission and teach him a lesson not to, quote, be radical. Being radical means telling the truth. Being radical means not being a coward. We'll be right back.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes, and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6999. That's 952-442-6199. My pillow for the rest of your life.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes.
Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., we kick off the live broadcast, Central Time. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to go to your phone calls and a bunch of other important news, but I wanted to play a section from that clip one more time where the Arizona sheriff, Paul Babiou, is being demonized by this reporter. And he says, what would the National Guard that you're an officer in think about you saying the president's borderline treason? And he said, look, I represent the people that elected me as sheriff. I have free speech as an American. But notice how they try to put it off on the people exposing the treason instead of on those engaged in the treason. This is how they change the subject and try to put us on the defensive. Here it is.
What would your superiors in the Guard say about a statement like that, borderline
treason? I'm the sheriff. The superiors for the sheriff are the people who elect me, period. I don't answer to any superiors for comments that I make as a sheriff of Pinal County.
Well, what would Senator John McCain say?
Ask him.
What does that have? Well, what would John McCain say? Well, John McCain's part of the Keating Five, a little crook. I mean, what does that even mean, this little sniveling bootlicker who wants a job at MSNBC? That little sniveler sat there and wrote his notes up that he's reading from to go in and talk about some other white supremacist radio show that he claims is that. I don't even know if it's true. And then mixes my name in deceptively as if that's me saying that. Well, in the court of public opinion, these guys are losing. And here's the decision you've got to make. Do you like these offshore banks looting you and robbing you? Do you like the big government? Do you like the fact they're raising taxes while major police departments are across the country are announcing they're not going to protect you from crimes? Do you like the New World Order? Do you like NAFTA and GATT? Do you like globalism? Do you want it to get a lot worse? The fact is, even if they try to shut the web down and talk radio down, it's too late for these people. We have informed the public worldwide about what's happening. And it's only going to accelerate with films like The Obama Deception, An Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and the films we put out. I mean, take The Obama Deception. 25 million times conservatively watched online for free, and it exposes the entire system. That's why Limbaugh and Beck and others now are forced to come out and admit there's a world government and admit there's a criminal group running Washington and admit the Republicans are part of it. Because you have done your job. We are having victories. What's the message? Intensify everything you're doing. We are cutting these people up. Death by a thousand cuts. And everything you do is having an effect, and I salute you. Let's rampage through a bunch of calls now. Let's give about 1 minute to each caller because I want to get to everybody. Jeff in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Important point about the intergenerational elite. A couple months ago, in studying the carbon tax and pro-human cause global warming movement, I came across somebody that is linked into just almost every major movement and website, and it's Theodore Roosevelt IV, to your point about Rush Limbaugh and the elites. This guy is a former Navy SEAL, and he's an investment banker at Barclays. I think we need to put him on the marquee.
Oh, yeah, this is the bankers. I mean, Goldman Sachs is one of the biggest funders of carbon tax. So is, of course, Enron before they went down, and now BP, because this makes all of our normal activity criminal, and then they get to tax it.
You can trace them all the way back to the alderman that ran New Amsterdam before there was even a New York. They've been doing this the whole time.
Yeah, no, it's a bunch of families of scammers that have developed all these different frauds to screw us, and they've learned how to make us feel guilty to go along with what they're doing. It's over. We're awake. We're angry. We see through them. They're not invincible. They're a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Kinley types. They're going down. I appreciate your call. I mean, look at how for over a decade, investigators brought the federal government how Bernie Madoff was ripping people off. For over 5 years, they brought investigators how Kinley was ripping folks off, and they called them conspiracy theorists. And it turned out it was all true. It's a bunch of crooks. Either they are defeated or we're their slaves. Very simple math here. Jason in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I was wondering, can we get the elite to fight against each other, maybe by boycotting a bank or corporation at a time, or would it do any good?
Well, I think boycotting the Fortune 100 is important because they're anti-American. They all promote globalism and the end of our sovereignty. You should go research the groups that fund Mecha and La Raza. It's the Fortune 100. And boycott any group that is supporting the destruction of this country. And I appreciate your call, Jason. Let's talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about the investigation of Ron Paul. Is it illegal to disseminate public information,
yes,
the activities of public employees?
Yes. That's why people pointed out 6 years ago that McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform was illegal. They said a political pact, what, 6 months, first 6 weeks, now they've changed it to 6 months, cannot talk about the voting records of anybody. So, yes, the government on paper. Now, let's see them try to enforce it. Look, until 25 years ago, you couldn't have a radio show and criticize a politician under the Fairness Doctrine. I mean, these crooks will do anything unless we say no. I've got a First Amendment. Whether John McCain and Lieberman say I do or not, I've got it. End of story.
Yeah, I agree. Another thing I'd like to you to comment on perhaps is I'm running into, first of all, my son. I've got two grandchildren. My son looks at me and says, not this president. This president is a good guy. And I run into also other people, and they say, don't talk about it here. I've run into this since Bush was president. Don't talk about it here. I don't want my neighbors to hear.
Yeah.
Start, you know, talk softly, or we'll talk about it later. And I think that this is America, you know?
Well, soon that'll be a conspiracy theory. If you say this is America, they'll say it never existed. Why are you a conspiracy theorist? You know, Goldman Sachs is robbing me. Conspiracy theorist. Government health care is a ripoff. Conspiracy theorist. Hey, I want more freedom. Freedom's a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist. Paul, I appreciate your call. Very central. The point you brought up is so important. I have had so many people say, you're a conspiracy theorist, but shh, you know, the government will get us. And so many neighbors that are scared. If this is land of the free, home of the brave, why are people so scared to speak out? Because the media message of the controlled dinosaur media, the corporate whore media, has been don't speak out, don't be involved, you know, just keep your head down, don't talk about politics and religion. America was founded on talking about politics and religion and soapboxes and being involved. They told the greatest generation in the last 60 years and the baby boomers after them, that it was politically correct to sit down and shut up and do what you're told. And a lot of people invested psychologically in Obama. They saw the corruption of Bush that was warranted, and the system said, well, here's Obama. But, I mean, here's the thing. Maybe half the public voted, 55% or so. Of those, a little more than half voted for Obama. So you got about a quarter or a little more of the public that voted for Obama. And they don't want to admit they've been conned. How does a Ponzi scheme work? They say, oh, I've got a great investment. The first few people that invest get a good return. And then usually with a Ponzi scheme, when it's first exposed, people don't want to admit they've been scammed. And they'll deny it. Oh, no. You know, the guy that sold me on this investment, he didn't scam me. They'll tell reporters, how dare you, and slam the phone down. It's like that case in Montana, in Hardin last year. They had foreign mercenaries, this was on national news, driving around in police cars. They had taken over the local $28 million facility, the jail, and I pointed out the guy was a 22-time felon. I flew there and exposed him, and I had locals coming up. Most of them were fans and agreed with what I was doing, but some coming up and cussing me out. I've never put that video up, but I had locals coming up cussing me out going, you're a liar about him. We need jobs at that prison. You know, Captain Hilton is good. And I'd say Captain Hilton isn't his name. He's from Serbia. He's a criminal. Later it came out that it was all a fraud and a scam, but still those same locals want to attack me saying it wasn't a scam. So, look, just don't worry about those that laugh at you. They're weak-minded. Move on to others that want to listen, that want to know the truth. Speaking of Internet censorship, when we come back, I want to play a few quick clips from Jay Rockefeller, the senator, and the other senator, Lieberman, about Chinese-style net censorship. It's passed the Senate committee. It's now going to the full Senate. They're really going to try to shut down the web. Now, it'll be like campaign finance reform. We'll see.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse
10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are going into a designed global depression. World government has been openly announced as the solution to the problem the very same central banking cartels created. Now, you can let the media continue to demonize you and cower. Well, I better not talk about real issues. I better go along with what they say. I better shut up. And you can be a slave, or you can stand up and say, no, I have awakened. The sleeper has awakened. I am going to stand up for myself and my family and say no to this. I want to play two quick clips and go to a bunch of your calls. Here's a clip of Jay Rockefeller last year when they were writing the Cybersecurity Act, saying we'd have been better off without ever creating the Internet. Then I'll play a clip of Senator Lieberman. Here it is.
He almost makes you ask the question, would it have been better if we'd never invented the Internet and had to use paper and pencil or whatever? And that's a stupid thing to say, but it has genuine consequence, because it's on the Internet that these acts of shutting down, you know, they have the television saying that, and
okay,
every day saying that.
By the way, none of the critical infrastructure is hooked up to the Internet. That's another lie they push, that power plants and military bases, you know, that the nuclear weapons are hooked up to it and B-2 bombers. Now let's go ahead and go to the next clip. And you can go watch these in full up on InfoWars.com. This is Lieberman a few weeks ago, of course, on CNN. And he says, well, we don't want to censor the Internet, but we need the power China has to shut down parts of it during attacks. Here it is.
And we need this capacity in time of war. We need the capacity for the president to say, Internet service provider, we've got to disconnect the American Internet from all traffic coming in from another foreign country, or we've got to put a patch on this part of it. The president will never take over. The government should never take over the Internet. And listen, we've consulted. Senator
All
Collins
right.
and I are proposing this bill.
In the bill, it admits he can shut the entire thing down. They admit that it puts controls at all ISPs to block information. You've got a whole bunch of the czars, like Cass Sunstein, saying they want to censor those that say that man-made global warming isn't real. I mean, there's a whole bunch of their czars, you've heard them on the news, saying they want to censor talk radio. Just, you know, give us the power to censor, but we're not going to censor. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing? Okay, this weekend, or the last weekend, I wanted to report that the toll bridge tax, they wanted to get toll bridges here. And here's what happened. The media was down there, and they angled the camera only to three people that were against it. I said, this is a bunch of lies. They're setting this up. This is a lie. After that report was down there, I drove downtown to the 2nd Street Bridge in Louisville, here in Louisville. There were droves of people. The media did not want to.
You're saying the media only showed people that were for the toll roads?
Yeah, and not the protesters that were behind it. That's what this operation is about.
That's why the mainstream media is losing all its viewers and listeners. And so because they're losing it, they say, well, let's shut down the alternative media since they tell the truth and are overthrowing us.
Exactly. Is this part of the carbon tax with these toll bridges?
Well, if you look at Texas and other states like Indiana, it's center of Spain. They just come in, buy your politicians, and slap toll roads on existing roads. Notice all the taxes are going up, 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 but services are going down, down, down. Just like Nigeria, Argentina, everything goes to interest to the bankers who made up the currency and the credit out of thin air.
Yeah, we're headed to a road warrior society. I believe we are.
Well, they're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. They don't want you being self-sufficient. They want you bankrupt. That's stated by these crooks. Chuck in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Good.
If I could, I wanted to plug a YouTube video. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's really good. My friend made it. He's having a tough time right now. I'm sure it'd make his day if you could put it on the website, maybe. It's called The British Spillbillies, you know, like the hillbillies, the British Spillbillies, and the Great Oil Hoax of 2010. And my point about Rush and Beck, first of all, is out there now, and he's like demanding that God does the things that he's asking. I mean, he's like literally blaspheming on air. And then Rush, if we want to know anything about Rush Limbaugh, I mean, you can look at what his wedding was about. And, I mean, he had Elton John there. It's not that Elton John's gay. Elton John has said that every single one of his songs has a cultic meaning to it.
I didn't know that. My whole issue of bringing up Limbaugh and Beck telling the truth about world government and corrupt elites is that there's a major shift in the country and they're being forced to cover it. But good to hear from you, Chuck. I appreciate that call. Good points. Tyler in California. Go ahead.
Alex, for taking my call.
You bet.
I wanted to bring up a couple points that I seldom hear addressed on this. And the first one is that there really is no such thing as a free market, and there never has been in our history. And I challenge you or anybody to point out a time in America's history where there was a free market.
Well, it's always been elites that are using government to consolidate power, but now it's worse than ever.
I agree with that, but I think that a train of thought that needs to be contemplated is the fact that the free market is based on infinite consumption, irregardless to the resources we have on the planet. And it's not sustainable. I mean, it really isn't.
Yeah, but you can't let a bunch of globalists. Notice it's the big bankers that can make all the money they want. They've made enough money up out of thin air to buy the whole planet hundreds of times over. And so they're saying, oh, I agree with you. Let's shut down the free market and consolidate power because we're hurting the earth. These are a bunch of eugenics crooks. I appreciate your call, Taylor, but this is very, very dangerous. Pamela in PA, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Hi, I've listened to you for 2 years and never get to call in because I listen on shortwave and I can't pull you up during the day. I have to listen to the re-air at night.
That's because you're probably too close to Tennessee. It's a 100,000-watt transmitter, but people within like 500 miles can't hear it very well.
Okay.
That's how shortwave works. It shoots over you.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Well, do you remember the times that you brought up about repenting and getting close to God?
Yes, all the time.
Okay, I'm proud of you for that. And I'm going to say something, and I'm not going to take too long, but I really believe that we're in the end times and that abortion is murder. Homosexuality is an abomination. And what's sitting in the White House is an abomination. He's nothing but a snake in the grass, and I believe he's the Antichrist. I pack 24/7. I'm proud of it, and I wish there'd be more guys that be men instead of being weak, limped, panty-wearing men.
Well, yeah, we need men to be men. Pamela, I appreciate your call. I want to get everybody in here. John in North Carolina, then Vicky, and that's going to be it. Sorry to the other callers. John, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Had two quick issues. One, you know, with them trying to set up the martial law thing setting up with the Gulf, shouldn't people see about moving their hardware before forced out of their homes?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, when the hurricanes come in and blow that oil in, there may be some evacuations in coastal towns. I don't think you're going to have evacuations more than 5-10 miles in. I think that's a lot of hype. And I've said that on record. It's always good to have guns buried all over.
And then the other thing that was pointed out to me by somebody out of the Homeland Defense was we have a couple of nuclear plants that are on the Gulf Coast.
We have more than that. We've got a bunch of level 4 bioweapons labs.
Yeah, and those take fresh water or clean water to cool. So nothing's being really addressed. It doesn't seem like much about that, is there?
John, great point. I'll look into it. No, I mean, when those hundreds of millions of gallons of oil get blown in by the hurricanes, we ain't seen nothing yet. But I think the media is whitewashing it to say it's not a problem, and some of the alternative media is overdriving it. I think the truth is in between, but we'll see. Vicky in PA, last caller, go.
Oh, thanks so much for taking my call. Listen, every time I hear these, even the broadcasters that are on our side with the countdown to the election, I cringe, and I'll tell you why. Let's say for the sake of probable argument, Obama and his minions, out of sheer desperation, either by false flag or some other created incident, declare martial law, shut down the Internet and airwaves, suspend the upcoming elections. Where would that leave us, Alex? I mean, can his edicts exist indefinitely, thereby allowing his reign to essentially become a dictatorship?
Well, the globalists have got to move incrementally or they'll expose themselves. But it is scary. They are moving faster and faster. They admittedly have plans for the National Emergencies Act, for martial law. They won't call it martial law. They'll call it a civil emergency. They'll call it security. But, yes, we are at a crossroads. History is happening. They're trying to start World War III with Iran. We are going into a global depression. They're openly announcing getting rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency. These are the times that try men and women's souls. I appreciate your call, Vicky. We'll cover this more coming up throughout the weekday broadcast. It kicks off at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have an AM and FM in your area, Infowars.com. God bless you all. Get out there and take on tyranny. Great job, crew.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.